Welcome to Israel 18 News at 8 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today, Israel enjoys clear skies and mild temperatures, making it a pleasant day in cities like Tel Aviv and Haifa. Meanwhile, Jerusalem experiences a slightly cooler breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports that Hezbollah has fired on northern Israel, prompting IDF strikes in Beirut. This comes as Macron condemns the attacks and Trump criticizes NATO earlier today. Also, France 24 reports that Israeli strikes on central Beirut have killed at least 182 people. This marks the highest single-day death toll in the ongoing Israel-Hezbollah conflict. Also this hour, Forward states that the US and Iran have agreed to a fragile 2-week ceasefire. However, Israel clarifies that this agreement does not extend to Lebanon. Separately, I-24 News reports that Hezbollah launched a rocket barrage at northern Israel earlier today. This follows 9 hours of relative calm in the region. And finally, JNS confirms that the IDF has halted strikes on Iran. Nevertheless, the fighting against Hezbollah in Lebanon continues. Here's what people are saying online. Kotler Wunsch reminds us that allowing terror proxies to dictate reality emboldens them everywhere, posting just minutes ago. Israel's Ministry of Foreign Affairs claims Lebanon's leaders attack Israel for actions they themselves should have taken, posting earlier today. Shandilia notes that since signing peace with Egypt in 1979, Israel has not bombed the country, writing on X just now. Now for more on those stories, starting with the strikes on Beirut. According to Ynet, Hezbollah claims their rocket fire is a response to Israeli ceasefire violations. France warns that continued strikes could threaten the fragile truce in the region. This escalation risks further destabilization in Lebanon. Turning to the high death toll in Beirut, France 24 highlights the Lebanese Health Ministry's report of 182 casualties from Israeli strikes. This violence underscores the severity of the conflict and raises international concerns over humanitarian impacts. Meanwhile, Forward reports on the U.S.-Iran ceasefire. Israel's exclusion of Lebanon from this agreement indicates ongoing tensions with Hezbollah. This raises questions about the ceasefire's effectiveness in reducing broader regional conflict. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom reports concerns from Lemonade CEO about AI leading to massive unemployment. The discussion centers on whether AI could eventually support those displaced by automation. Separately, Ynet Business reveals that an Iranian missile hit a drone factory in Petah Tikva. Aerosol's CEO states that the damage is beyond repair, affecting future operations. And finally, Walla reports that Israel's Knesset has approved tax bracket adjustments. This change promises a noticeable increase in monthly net income for many Israelis, starting in April. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 9 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.